Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Hip Hop National.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and I gotta tell you, we have a topic tonight that I'm really excited about, and I just want to let you guys know I'm so excited I want to jump the gun and just jump right into it. But instead, as you know, we have to cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform that we can come together as a community with sane minds and respective minds to one another. As we venture into this business of music, we thank you for blessing us with various topics that impact this industry. Lord, we ask that everybody be mindful and understanding of one another as we explore into our interest in this business of music. But Lord, we ask that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to Hip Hop National, and bless those who are really, really seeking to make this their living. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Tonight, guys, tonight's topic is writing a song from the consumer's perspective, okay? It's one of those things that you have to have the mindset to venture into the minds of your target customer. What would they like? Are you writing a love song because someone has a hole in their heart, a heartbreak? Or are you writing a love song because there's two people that come together on a mutual ground? Are you writing a song because of a criminal past and you're trying to reach those thugs out there and say, hey, don't go that way? Or are you trying to invite them in? Those are kind of things that's in your mind that you have to explore as you're reaching in to write. And tonight, we want to take it from a consumer's perspective and reach inside the box so we can think outside the box. Raw Dog, this is my boy right here on the side with me. Raw Dog, you now have the floor, sir.
Leave me alone. I just want to be sitting here silently. No, check this out. I like the way that you put that out there, you know, especially when you came from the thug, you know. But I think that, you know, the hip-hop and you know, other than the song, you know, Working on the Chain Gang, which was in another genre of music, you know, the thug side, to me, consumer buying that is a limited thing to a certain extent. I mean, if you just, you know, as the music program director here at Hip Hop National Radio, we get a lot of submissions. And the I try to figure out sometimes when I read the title of the song, and then I'll play the song, and it amazes me on how many hip-hop artists miss the mark in understanding a musical production that they want the audience and the public to embrace it, to buy it, to support them in their effort in the music industry and selling their product. And I wonder what they were thinking.
Yeah.
And you know, the funny part is that you and I, you know, sometimes I'll find a song that I can't even believe someone did. And I've called you up, Poetic, and I've said, sir, I'd like you to listen to this song, because I test you because you have an ear, as the public would, on just listening to a song, and I count the seconds before you hit the button, and you no longer want to hear any more of the song. And that tells me exactly what I heard, that's the way the public is going to embrace it. You know, you've made statements to me, and I've made them to you, that the song makes no sense. You know, and, you know, we try to figure out where that individual was trying to market that song, because that's what we do here at Hip Hop National. You know, there are some artists that reach out to us, and they have productions that they want to market. And we have outlets, but we have to then send them back to the drawing board, because it's not like they're not talented. Let's get that straight. It's not because they don't have talent, but it's in the industry, we're trying to figure out how it can be marketed and how the public embracing their product. You know, we don't want them to fail, so what we'll do is we'll ask them before they fail to go back into the studio and create something else. We don't tell them what to create. We try to encourage them, go back and let's hear something else. Let's hear something else that has substance to it in the realm of, are they going to dance to it? Are they going to romance to it? Are they going to be motivated by it? Are they going to be able to embrace and say, hey, you know, I've been in that position, you know? And that's what music is about. You know, we get a lot of music that's ego-orientated. And when I say ego, we don't want to hear the rapper tell us how he's the greatest. We're public. We're the consumers. The industry doesn't want to hear that because they get a million of those. We call them ego music. The music that only bolsters the ego of the artist. Let the public tell you how great you are. Excuse me. Let them tell you that, you know, that what you did moved them, you know, and let them spend money on you, because the music industry is a business. And I'm sure that the artists are thinking in the point of being able to earn something from their product. You know, that's just like the last show we were talking about. You know, how do they get into the mainstream? You know, how does this artist get better than paying submissions to get exposure in a small club? How can they get to a bigger venue? And we talked about that on the last show, and it turned into the type of thing that, you know, the artist has a chance, especially if they have talent. But they, you know, a lot of them say, well, I don't want to dumb down. It's not dumbing down. It's coming around to be an entertainer. You know, now, if you're going to be a political activist or you're going to be a street activist, then you're not trying to be a hip-hop artist. So find your place in line. If you're going to be in the line that wants to be a street mentor, then don't call yourself a hip-hop artist. Call yourself a, you know, cornerstone preacher. You know, because I've heard a lot of preachers that sounded like hip-hop artists when they get in the spirit and are trying to bring people closer to God. You know, they'll get rhythmic with it. T.D. Jakes can do that very well. You know, but it's the point, find what you're trying to do, and maybe the hip-hop music industry is not the pulpit for what you're trying to say. You know, maybe you need to be a motivational speaker rather than a hip-hop artist. You know, there's so many different directions they can take that talent, but it's just the point that in a product, especially when you're playing it on the radio or you're trying to get in clubs or what have you, you have to think red, green, purple, blue. All the rainbows of any shade of individual that you can find on this planet, you want them to be a consumer to buy your product. You know, don't isolate yourself. Don't put yourself in a category where, you know, you're only talking to one side of the room. Talk to the whole room. Because, you see, failure to reach out, you don't know who is going to come back and pay their money and support you as a fan. You know, so in that aspect, I guess that's the first part of what I need to say. That was quite a lot, wasn't it, Poetic?
Absolutely, man. I was like, man, is this man going to run out of gas or what?
No. Well, see, there you go. I'm not a rapper, but I can be a street corner preacher. But I can't, you know, it's just like that, you know. And you and I talk about it all the time. And, you know,
well,
that's
I got someone who shouted out from Facebook, actually. Her name is Sandra. Sandra, a.k.a. the promoter. Let me say this right. Sandra, a.k.a. Miss Sexy Latina, the promoter. She says most people want to hear real music and music from artists that have lived the lyrics of what they rap about. Most people want real music. It sells and mostly have the same fan base. So real life music is what people want to hear.
What she mean by that?
She said that real life people music is what people want to listen to because it's not fake. It's real situations wrapped up in lyrics. Sandra,
well,
a.k.a.
you can tell that woman
Sexy
call in.
Latina.
I want to hear what she got to say because guess what?
She's at work.
Well, okay, but guess what?
If I go to a strip club,
I don't want to hear about somebody thugging and what have you. I want to hear the music pop and the lyrics. You know, Soulja Boy ran to the top with a dance. What is she talking about?
Yeah, but Rado.
No, prime example.
Okay, but what I'm saying is every listener has a preference. She has
yeah,
a right
but see,
to
that's
her preference.
Crabs in the bucket. I'm not trying to be on that level. I'm trying to raise these fellas to a higher level than a promoter that's going to tell them crabs in the barrel is okay with me. I'm not that one. I'll take them to the showcase. I'm not taking them down there and playing with them so I can fill my pocket. I want to see them fill their pocket, and guess what? I've achieved my goal. That's somebody trying to play somebody.
I want you to define what you mean. I want you to define what you mean, crabs in the bucket. What do you mean? Are you saying that there's a sea of people out there doing the same thing, duplicate? I'm just trying to get where you're coming from.
Yeah, because guess what? The real story. Everybody got a sob story. You want to hear my sob story for the day? Do they want to hear your sob story for the day?
Man,
and
I don't have sob
stories. No, but listen.
You must not know this brother here. What kind of sob story would I have?
But no, listen to me.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a sob story. That does not mean that is supposed to be exposed, and I'm going to pay my money, go in and hear somebody else's sob story. Pick me up, make me dance, motivate me, make me romance, make me go home, and make me love my woman up and down, like, hey, Marvin Gaye said. You understand? Don't give me that other, because, see, that's people trying to hold a rein on entertainers. Because, see, take me to another level. Make me see higher.
Take me to another level.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And guess what? Am I lying? How many times do you want to hear? How many different songs do you want to play on Hip Hop National about somebody's sob story? We all got them. Can't answer that one, can you?
Well, I really don't want to. To me, a sob story only depresses me, bring me down. Me personally, I don't need that.
And that's exactly the world.
And I could be at a high level and up in the air and really enjoying myself, and I definitely don't want something that's going to bring me down.
Right. See, so to hear that is not the choice to rise larger than the crabs. Just be like just everybody else. Okay, everybody makes mistakes.
When you say a soft throw, can you give an example of what you're referring to? Because most of the cats out there, they feel that they hard knock life is their story.
Okay,
okay,
here goes the trip. Akon. Wasn't he in prison?
Yeah.
When he came out, was his song upbeat and a dance tune? His first one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, guess what? I didn't hear no sob story in his. See, that's what I'm saying, is that, hey, we can all do that. We can all get a drink and start crying, and we can all sing the blues. Now, see, that's what the old folks used to say. Now, you start drinking, and the next thing you know, you start singing the blues. Don't nobody want to hear all of that. And it's exactly the same with hip-hop. Unfortunate, that statement is the same. Uh-oh, we got a caller on the board, got the hand raised.
862-218. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Here's going on. It's Cap A calling us from New Jersey.
Cap A, what's going on, brother?
Ain't nothing much, man. Just checking in, which is pretty good.
Cap A, tonight, man, we talking about writing a song from the consumer's perspective. Rather it be a love song, a dance song, a hot song, you know, one that turns you on or one that turns you off. What's your perspective?
My perspective, I think that's a great idea because a lot of times as artists, me speaking as being an artist myself, we tend to lose sight, you know what I'm saying, to what people can relate to. And when you got, you know, nowadays the down sales of CD sales and everything like that with signed artists, major artists and everything like that. You know, the records need to relate to the people, and that's very important. It's always been that way, and when, you know, artists lose sight of that, you know, you lose the people. You know, you lose fans, you lose the people because the people can't relate to what it is that, you know, the artist is talking about in the song. So writing from the consumer's point of view is a great idea because you want to relate to the consumer. You want to, as an artist, you want the consumer to buy your music, so you want them to be able to relate to what it is that you're talking about.
All right, just before you came in, Cap A, Raw Dog and I, we kind of, you know, we don't never fight, but we're kind of in a debate, and the debate was writing from the sad perspective. You know, sometimes people go through things, and he was saying that he don't want to hear no sob story.
Mm.
When an artist is writing from that sad place, is that
right
to sell a record?
Wait a minute. Hold on. You done twisted this one up. Let me give it to you the right way, Cap-A.
Right to fight.
What it was.
All right. Go ahead. Punch.
Yes. What it was is this. As a consumer, okay, I can sing the blues. I can tell you my frustrations and all the things, but I'm not going to buy the hip-hop the way that they're giving it to me about being strapped, being down, because we've all been hungry, we've all been down. You know, Poetic has a sob story on how his day went today. I have a sob story on the way my day went today. And you don't want him to put out a CD talking about the things that went wrong in his day. And you don't want me to play it right behind that and let you hear what went wrong in my day. You know, it turns into the type of thing that the music, the consumer, it wants to buy. Yes, they want to be able to relate to it, but relate in a fashion of being able to dance to it. You know, I brought up Soulja Boy. I even bring up the guy that did the Gangnam Style, you know, where, you know, they went platinum with theirs because it was dance. You know, irregardless of where he came from or the struggles he was going through, he took the formula of which music was based on, which was dancing. And he was able to sell a product and make money. The business, the industry is about money, not ego. Not about you, me telling you how great a rapper I am. Not about me trying to tell you about being a thug. You want to dance? Well, when you go in the strip club, you want a song that's rhythmic and the girl dancing to. You know, when you with your woman, you want a song that's going to put her mind in a romantic stage. And then if you get lucky, you want that right mood going on while the real deal is happening. So that's what we see music, because we have to reject a lot of it here due to the content. And, you know, I force Poetic, before I make a decision, to listen to it. And his tolerance is less than mine. And I try to find the music behind the thing, and, you know, I try to find the value, but he'll hit the button so quick, we get to laugh, and I go, oh, you only made it 20 seconds in the song. Yeah. So when we start talking about the consumer, we're only trying to help the artist get to a higher level. There was a lady that Facebooked and said that there's nothing wrong with them telling the true story. Fans like to hear the true story. Not in the casino where the big showroom is, where you can get paid $10,000 a week for three nights. No, they don't want to hear that.
No.
Now, you know, even I'll tell you who else we have as an example, as an artist we play, Big Moochie. Big Moochie got a song, Line Dancing. I love him. He making good money for one night, okay? So if he can do that and step all over rappers, Big Moochie doesn't call himself a rapper. He calls himself a line dance instructor. Am I right, Poetic?
Yep.
Okay. If he can make good money.
Cap A, what's your thoughts?
Yeah. I think he's 100% right. He's 100% right. He's 100% correct. I totally agree with what he's saying, you know, because I mean, I'm an artist. I don't call myself a rapper either. I call myself an artist, and I call myself a versatile artist, because I make, you know what I'm saying, I make dance music and make what they call happy music or good feel music. And I just basically try to make music that makes people feel good. I could be telling you my sob story, but, you know, the feel of the record is going to be so good, it'll put you in a good mood, even though I'm talking about something, you know, a bad experience or something that I went through. But still, I'm telling you in a fashionable way, in such a way to where, you know what I'm saying, you're able to enjoy the song, enjoy the record, and be like, you know what, that was a good record. That was a good song. I like that song. It's going to make it likable.
I mean, don't
you know
get me wrong.
Enjoyable.
People write,
it's not gonna bring you down.
Write songs from a personal perspective. But the question is, when they're writing for that personal perspective, is it also a global consensus? And that's what you have to think as the writer.
You have to think as a writer.
Could this fit somebody else's life out?
And what you're saying, like I said, you know, saying you, I think you're saying you're 100% right, because a lot of times, you know, artists don't realize, you know what I'm saying, this is a business. It's not like you're just making a song, you know what I'm saying, and listen to yourself in your house or listen to in your basement. This is a business.
Thank you.
And it is about making money. So my thing is, you know what I'm saying, I was branded. I, you know, my mentor was
was 4 foot something tall. He was, you know, say an a-hole.
Rondo.
And he dug deep in me. Like, look, you're gonna make something that I can dance to. Now I want you to make something that's gonna put a smile on my face. I had a bad day. Now write a song, you know, in this booth here, in this studio, and write me a song. So I'm challenging. It said, I'm challenging you. You said,
Cafe.
You know, nobody wants
Cafe.
To hear that.
You know, Rondo.
Yeah. Yeah, Poetic's only 4'5". I'm 4'7".
I had to get
out. Yo, my mentor is 4 foot, like 4 foot, I think 4'9" or something like that.
Oh,
I'm
5'8".
My mentor was 4 foot something.
You still
love
the shortest
death,
one
like
in the room,
brother.
Poetic. That's why he got such an ego like he got. He got little man ego. But, you know, they shout loud and carry a big stick.
Don't ever forget it.
My mentor is the same way. His ego is super huge. My mentor is the same way. His ego is out of this world. You can't tell him nothing.
Oh.
You can't tell him that. Yeah.
Oh. He was the name almost Poetic.
Oh, man. Hey, man, call your mentor, man. I can say Cap A on national radio.
That's my brother, though. I love him, though. If it wasn't for him, man, I'm telling you, I'll be making some real sad, sorry songs that nobody would really want to listen to. And they'll just, you know, they'll be like, look, man, change your tune, man. Like, you sound sorry. You sound pitiful. That's what I'll be hearing right now if I didn't listen to that man. That man, you know what I'm saying, helped me change my life and change
Did you hear our show on Friday when we were talking about how to move yourself to the A-list and making money at, you know, three nights a week at $10,000 for the week? Did you listen to that show?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, this is the secret that I gave away last Friday. And since I like you so much and you agreed with me, this is Raw Dog, I'm going to tell you. I told that the Indian casinos are doing and allowing hip-hop artists on their main stage. But you got to come with an A-game and you got to come with a band because you've got to put on a performance that is going to be in, you know, it's going to make the people dance, it's going to make the people drink, you know, and, you know, once you get into the Indian casino, you do a rotation around the United States because once you get in, they give the nod, and you will rotate in the Indian casino circuit. And if I'm not mistaken, there's darn near a casino in every state. So the work is there. And they will open that door, but you got to bring an A game. You, not just the DJ. You got to bring a group behind you, and you've got to be an entertainer and put it on. But you can do hip hop, and they love it. I'm trying to tell you, they're starving for hip hop artists that can do the Indian casino circuit, and they pay good.
I'm gonna go there with you. You're saying that they will accept the hip-hop artists on stage to perform on casinos, and it could be a traveling situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
Worth looking into.
Well, because, see, guess what? They're all linked together. And so what happens is that your resume begins at one place, and it continues going around. It's just the same as you. If an artist submits to Hip Hop National and they want to promote themselves and they want some doors to knock on, they talk to you. And in talking to you, Poetic, if you like what you hear and they're willing to promote themselves, and there's a cost, but, you know, that's just the way that goes. You can knock on doors and get them the nod to the next level of being heard. But see, now, to get into the casino circuit, you have to audition live. And so there's the catch to that. It's not about sending in a CD. It's about that, what they see that you can do. And the point of, you know, you're not doing the top 40, but yet you might be doing covers of some other artists, hip-hop artists, but you have a show. And that's going to get you over to the top, because making money like that, you can have a bank account. Making money like that, you can get enough ahead that you really can propel your career in promoting it or studio work or whatever. But people are going to hear you, because I'm going to tell you, the Indian casinos, they draw crowds constantly from people that are all over the world visiting that different cities. You don't know who's out there in that crowd. So, and you're getting paid too. And most of the casinos are resorts, so they're giving you lodging and all of that with your salary. And, you know, I'm just telling you, you know, that's an avenue as an artist that you might say, well, when an A game, once you get it together, go check out the casinos. I don't know. Cafe A, are you old enough to go in a casino?
Yeah, I'm old enough. Well,
I'm not trying to disrespect you. I'm trying to give you credit. I wish I was too young to go in a casino. Anyway, you know, I'm serious, man. I wish they'd ban my ass. No, but anyway. yeah.
You're something else, man.
What? At 4'7", you know how it is at 4'5". Everybody taller than
you. You know we
got to get no fresh air. That's why you don't go. You told me. I said, boy, did you go to the casino? You said, no, man. And then I realized, if I can't get fresh air at 4'7", you sure can't get it at 4'5". So I know. All right, what's your next question, boy?
Well, my thing is, as a consumer, right, as the songwriter, from the songwriter side, the songwriter should start to look, it's okay to write your personal story. Don't get me wrong, but why not write about things that people can relate to? Like my granddaddy, we used to kick it at the ballpark. You know what I'm saying? I'll never forget my grandpa.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like those kind of stories. Real true-to-life stories. Everybody had a grandfather, and many of them had.
You're giving away a golden tip.
It's
because
okay.
Everybody's done one about grandma, but they haven't done one about grandpa.
It's right.
And
what
it's
you
wide
mean?
Open. It's wide open, too.
But
it's wide open.
Yeah.
I mean, and guess what? Many of us have grandfathers that we loved and we miss. And we can remember spending time, you know. So I don't know. It just seems like that is a golden point, and I'm so glad that you brought it up, because I hadn't thought about that. Had you, Kappa?
No, I have never thought about that. That's definitely opened my eyes. That hasn't been tapped into. That's a real good. Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea. Talk about something different.
That is different.
Yeah, very different, yeah.
Well, you know what? See, for a 4'5" guy, Poetic, he's got a mind. He's got a very good mind on his shoulder. And he doesn't realize that, you know, that was definitely a golden tip, because that would be something that, wow. Everybody could probably relate to in some way, most people, and there's nothing that brings grandpa back into that warm thought memory in music. I don't remember it. I remember grandma's hand took me to church on every Sunday by the Spinners, but grandpa, You know, Papa was a Rolling Stone. I know they messed that up for males
that
for a long time.
Grandma's hand was by Bill Withers.
Right, but I'm saying, but what I'm saying is that you remember, Papa was a Rolling Stone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that was the most negative song I ever heard in my whole entire life. It ruined men for so long, it was just, it was terrible. So, you know, but Grandpa, yeah, see, now, you should throw that one out there as a point that, you know, the listeners, to turn
well,
on the
light. Don't get me wrong, Raw Dog. I am a songwriter. However, I mean, hey, there is jewels out there, but, you know, thoughts come a dime a dozen. We have to, it's who jump on it first and who move first on it that
mm-hmm.
actually can, you know, can score the point.
True.
Mm-hmm.
True.
You know what
true.
I mean?
Yeah.
In all reality, God, the ideas has always been there. It's in the atmosphere because we have a creative God. That
mm-hmm.
who has given us gifts to take on to, jump on it, move on it, and capitalize on it as far as living. That's
right.
Why we have the internet. That's why we're connected worldwide, because somebody jumped on that thought and moved on it and developed it and made it happen.
Yep.
All of us come up with the thoughts. It's who can develop it.
Yeah.
I agree. And you know what? But see, I'm going to tell you something. That thought had never come to my mind as far as writing a song about my grandfather. Even though I loved him and he loved me and we spent time,
mm-hmm.
it was not set in that point in my mind that the public would embrace a song like that, and I don't know why. I mean, I learn something new every day. That's why I said that was a golden tip, because when I think about it, it can be done very well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it would be embraced by the public. You know,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I applaud you for that, Poetic.
Oh, thank you, my man. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, but don't get me wrong. Every day we hear this is the issue, and I like to definitely chime in on that. I'm off my cue because of you, Raw Dog. So I'm gonna blame you.
You can blame it on me.
I think you should take the blame because it just makes me feel good. you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all see how we do it right here. We having so much fun, we forgot to pay the bills. We writing a song from the consumer's perspective. When we come back, I got my boy Cap A on with me. And Cap A, when we get back, we're going to go ahead and chime back in. You just hold on. I know you're ready to jump back in. But let's go to the break real quick. We'll be back in a second. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight's topic is writing a song from the consumer's perspective.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceover,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, t-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade, Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706, where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB. Band of online broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, and we're back. For those who are listening in by their computer or any other sort of device, I would like for you to call in at 213-559-2995. You can press the number one, let us know that you are interested in chiming in on the topic. Tonight, we are talking about writing a song from the consumer's perspective. But let me let you know, if you have written a song, I want you to go and written it, produced it, mixed and mastered it. I want you to go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Connect with us. Go up there and upload your music. We want to hear it, and we want to play it here. If it fits the criteria, you know what I mean? So, www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Y'all stay with us. This is how we do it every day of the week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, back to the topic. Writing a song from the consumer's perspective, I wanted to go and say this. Just about everybody and a mom is writing a song about what kind of clothes they're wearing, what how many chains they have, diamonds on their teeth, candies on their feet. How many times could we hear the same old story? Concepts are much broader than that. Cap A, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think we can't get, especially as being an artist, you want to get caught up. Everybody wants to hear that over and over and over and over again, because that's really, really in real life, that's not what life is about. I mean, life is there's a lot of things in life that, you know what I'm saying, can be talked about in the artist's music, and you know, that's something that, you know, relates to the people, that doesn't have nothing to do with money or materialistic things. And when you can, you know, write a song that can, you know, something that, whether it's about love or relationships or marriage, divorce, or whatever it is, and you can do it in a way, you know, in an entertaining way, people can receive it the right way and enjoy the song and everything like that and take heed to what the artist is talking about, you know, that's to me, that's what it's about. Because when I write my music, I make sure that, you know, it's easy to understand. That's another thing, you know, I make sure it's easy to understand and make sure that it's not, you know, just talking about the same thing over and over again. I want to touch somebody's heart. I want to inspire somebody or motivate somebody, you know, make a song to make a person jump enough to where you jump out the couch and maybe want to go get a job or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, not just, you know what I'm saying, not just like saying I want to make a song, you know, that's like, oh yeah, you know, go ahead and dance and, you know, put your hands in the air. No, I want you to get your butt off the couch and go get a job. It's more to life than, you know, sitting at home watching Maury and complaining about, you know, why you ain't getting nowhere or whatever, why you ain't got no money or something, you know?
Being
lazy or whatever. You know, it's all music. That's what I'm saying. Music need to touch the soul. And to me, that's what's missing in music. A lot of music today, and the soul is missing. And I wrote a song I did a song the other day, just a quick song, you know, called Good Old Days. It's called Good Old Days, and I just posted it on my Facebook tonight because I wanted to get down to earth and really put a message out, a positive message out, like, look, man, you know, times is rough all around the world, you know, out here for everybody. A lot of people, you know, with the jobs, recession hitting and all this stuff, and, you know, people see kids watching these videos, seeing gold chains and money and cars, and they can't do what these stars is doing. You see what I'm saying? They in high school. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I want to make some music that can relate. I posted this song, and I had at least 4 20-year-olds tell me, and I'm 30. You see what I'm saying? I'm like 30, and I had like 12, like 4 20-year-olds, like kids, like that. I'm recently out of high school or about 20 years old, 19, 20 years old, tell me, like, man, I love this song. And I'm like, wow. You know, the same girl, 19 girl or guy that loves Lil Wayne, they said they love my song. You see what I'm saying? That means something to me. That means I touched them in some way, you know what I'm saying? You know, because I'm a spiritual person, I'm a spiritual dude, and I believe in, you know what I'm saying, having some morals or some type of morals or values in my music, not just, just trying to entertain the person with a song or whatever, you know, just, you know. So that's how I feel, man. I want to touch people, man, with my music. You know, where it feel like it's like hip hop gospel.
I got a question here.
Yeah.
All right. What happened to the challenging times of us going out, getting a date, and the difficulty of actually making that happen, and sharing the story of, well, I like this pretty girl. She's new on our block. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know her name. So, you know, something like that. You know what I'm saying? A therapy story that can help the young teen. What happened to the social issues that we face daily? Like, don't get me wrong, we recently had one with the little kid who got killed.
Trayvon Martin.
But don't get me wrong, we didn't have to make it a racial. We don't have to make it a racial issue, but we need to face the issue.
And but you know what?
The issues, what I'm saying is, there's so many issues abroad. Why are we writing so ABCs and we still in the box of the chains, the rims, and the shirts, the ties, the Marnies and all of what we got? What happened to the reality of real lyrics that can reach the soul of man?
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Did you hear my violin playing when you did that?
No, man. But you should have been playing it, you know what I mean?
but let me say one thing, and I got to say this.
Yeah.
The Armani, the Gucci's, and all of that stuff, that's fantasy world. I show you something. Macklemore jumped to the top of the charts talking about thrift store and trying to spend his money wisely so he could come up. That was real.
Wow. That's
he
real.
Stepped in a
yeah.
different line.
And people were able to relate to Macklemore. More people were able to relate to that because he ain't the only one at the thrift store.
Hey, I thought I passed Poetic one day at the thrift store. You know? Hey,
I saw you. So
yes, you
I
did.
Hear it.
I was standing there when it got ready to open. You're right. I know what time to go. But it's real. It was real, and everybody just kind of chuckled and went, you know what? That's exactly what I do when I go to the thrift store. I'm trying to come up. I'm trying to face the public in a proper-looking way, but I'm trying to come up. I'm trying to make that $20 go as far as it can go. And that's what everybody's doing. And everybody could relate to that because it was real. And, you know, hey, we go into the pawn shop with the gold chains and the rings and what have you, you know. Let's tell the truth, you know. Hey,
don't get me wrong. We can relate, Rodolph. We can relate to wearing fine jewelry. We can relate to wearing fine clothes. And we can relate to...
Listen, not the majority.
Don't get me wrong. Even the ones who have it in their imagination. But the thing it is, the problem is every songwriter's doing it.
Yeah. So, okay, the first
That's
one
the issue.
Could get away with it because it was novel and it was something different. But then the crabs in the barrel just keep following it. And
yeah,
we're through with
it's
it.
It's almost like they're stuck there.
Well, they
think. They're stuck on that subject. Cap-A. I want to hear from you, my man. Okay. I think Cap A have dropped off. But,
okay. But you got to realize something. You got to realize one thing. Being a clone is like being an Elvis impersonator. And this is what a lot of the hip-hop artists are doing. They're just perpetuating the same thought. And, you know, I don't think that all the music that's being put out is being put out for them to become successful. I think a lot of it's being put out there for ego, bragging rights, okay? Because this is a business. There is a formula. There is a strategy. There is a point of how am I going to be noticed and recognized in this industry? And once you take it on and you look at it in a business fashion, you will then come up with an equation that is going to be different than the next artist. That's what's going to make you stand out. And that's exactly what we're trying to explain here on Hip Hop Natural. If we want each individual artist to stand out and move forward, you know, and that's one thing I got to say about, you know, that I love about Hip Hop National is that this is one media that we can tell the truth. We don't have to sugarcoat it and slide it to the side. We just tell the truth, and we find out sometimes it turns into sour medicine because you being the CEO and me as the program director for the music, it turns into they think we're haters. No, we want to see them succeed. We want them to be able to rise. We want them to be able to be noticed in this industry. And we're trying to give them the elements to stand apart from the rest and to glow and to grow and economic future as an artist. But we give it to them in different ways. And that's what I love about Hip Hop National. Now, you know, hey, sometimes they may not understand, and, you know, and we appreciate them for asking their questions so they can get an understanding. But in the same refrain, we want to tell them. And, you know, if we go against the grain, well, okay. You know, that's okay, too. But the truth is going to weigh itself out. And I did like that suggestion about Grandpa. That was great. You did come up with a golden nugget then. I know you put your feet up and spun your chair around, didn't you, Poetic?
Yes, sir. You know I did. I got Dante on deck with us. Dante joining in with us. Dante, want to ask you this, man. Me and Rodolph was traveling down this lane. What happened to those good old songs about that everyone could relate to about, like grandparents, the love of life, falling in love? What's your thoughts, sir?
Oh, I think that those songs that's always irrelevant that I call them the goody goods. Instead of, I don't even put the word old in to classify them as oldies, because if you're going to say that, then you're just making them be original. So I said, I'm going to change the flavor to the goody goods, like, you know, not saying that they the old Diva goodies, but the goodies, you know, because they never die, they live on. But I feel like real classical music, what has changed is we don't see the truth no more with original feeling. You know, like during the time when I came up and when you guys came up, you on Raw Dog, the music was real. It's like when people were singing, they were singing from the soul. And it's like where jazz comes from, where the beat and the mellow is what made you feel it. You know, that's what was popping in your heart. Because it's like as soon as you heard Aretha singing, well, Daddy is one of the originals, it's like they brought, like, the truth of R&B, where it comes from, where today it's not to knock anybody's talent, because there's a lot of people blessed with a gift talent. But I feel that a lot of people take from the best, or they don't give the real appreciation that's deserved for the ones that have made the way for us. You know, the original music, like, it's something about that soul music, like when James Brown or Teddy Pendergrass and Luther and many others, like Smokey Robinson and the Four Tops and many others, you know, that we could go on, you know, like the Dells, it's like they brought that love, like when you really fell in love with your lady, it's like you could relate because your love was that original, that real. And I feel that that has to be restored. And you can see the way things are going, they're slowly bringing it back because more people, the older generation, and there's more people that are mature that want that reality back the way the truth was, you know. And my thoughts on it is bring back the truth, you know, the real music, you know, like the songs you like to listen to.
I gotta say, you're right on it. You're right. I think when they said soul music, it meant more than just the surface word. It had something to do with the inside, and people were able to relate. You know, you mentioned the Dells, and I remember the song Stay in My Corner. You know, I remember watching them perform that, and it was something about that song that you could feel that this guy, he got his player's card in platinum because he talked it, and he was telling that woman, stay in my corner. And he hit every,
right.
I remember he had a falsetto, and he hit those notes, and you could just kind of hear it coming from his heart. That's like James Brown's Please, Please Don't Go. When he came out with that, it was like, I remember he did the stage thing with the capes and he was bent over as though he was crying. But in his earlier stages, that song had an emotional effect that he had at that time. As he got older, it became more of a prop type situation. But in his earlier days, when he sang that song, it was though he was singing his heart out. And I can remember those performances. I can remember feeling, you know, I hate to say it like this, but, you know, they need to start the Players Club again, that they give out players' cards, because I think a lot of the hip-hop artists aren't earning their players' card because they're not digging deep enough to give an emotional connection that people can feel. You know, and I grew up understanding that as a male, you had to have that swag, that player about you, that you could touch the emotions of someone else, you know, or you're going to be by yourself, you know. That's the way it was back in the day. You know, you had to talk to a lady and be able to touch her heart, you know. So I don't know, Poetic. What about your generation?
If you're gonna speak of my generation, bro, you got to understand when our generation, when rap first came out, we wrote feel good songs. We wrote songs that were about our neighborhood that everybody could relate to growing up. I'm not talking about just the drugs that hit our scene but took over everything. Because the drugs did take over. Drugs did take over and consumed many cities. But still, we had out-of-the-box thinkers that said, I don't want to be there. I don't want to be in that spot. So they wrote about the feel good times of where you can play a song at a barbecue and everybody can relate to it. Or they wrote something about their grandmother. Or they wrote something about the girl down the street who's having a hard time and she's got caught up in drugs and trying to tell you you might not want to go down that road. It was a great balance of things. It was not just about how well I dressed. We wrote about songs about I like that girl. She's my heart. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Don't get me wrong. We wrote you know, you had Boyz II Men writing awesome songs. You had Pop writing awesome songs. Silk. All of these songs that we can just all relate to.
Yeah, but now was that hip hop or was that R&B?
I'm talking about songs in general. But it was hip hop songs that definitely wrote. Don't get me wrong. I say don't push me because I'm close to the edge. He say I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes that made me wonder how I keep from going under. Who couldn't relate to that? It wasn't a violent song.
Well taken. That's a well taken point.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he wrote about the hard times he was going through, but it was so respectful that people grabbed it and was saying it all across the United States, everywhere, saying, "Don't push me, cause I'm close to." And then another one said, "Set a hip." Ha, a hibbity to the hibbity. Okay, and then we're jumping into this, and everybody's saying that even today.
Okay, you doing that one little part brought another song. Mama Gonna Knock You Out. I think that was a song that everybody could relate to. Is that if you go too far with Mama, she is going to knock you out. And yeah, I do understand. But now, what romantic
songs? Those are songs that was across the board that people could just, you know, relate to. Don't get me wrong, everybody cannot relate to the hard time that every rapper is having in the community. It's okay if this one's having it, but if everybody having that hard time, then who's having a good time?
But now I got a question for you.
Yes.
Give me one romantic rap song.
Okay. So one thing I like is a girl that's pretty. I don't like a girl that acts so sedity. My mind won't buy, my eyes try to fight it. And then my whole body just can't deny it. Everything about you I really do like. That's even when you're fussing, but I know it ain't right, cause I let you get away with plenty of things. Without the baby to bring the change, I take you to the movie, I take you to dinner. I never fell in love before, I'm just a beginner.
Hey, don't stop.
Huh?
Yeah.
I never fell in love before, I'm just a beginner. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's a romantic song.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
I could never make love to a song like that.
I understand
that. Not romantic.
But it was romantic as in the sense of talking in the approach of to a girl. It was fun. It was fun, but yet romantic as in the sense of telling this girl, I take you out to dinner. I'll take you out for an ice cream soda pop, lemon lime, but I prefer squirt. I like fruits when it comes to my dessert. And you're that apple within my eye, so that is why I try. You know what I'm saying?
You don't get no player's card. Dante. Dante, when you the groups you were naming that you were talking about songs like Luther and Teddy and what have you, I think we've struck a note is that there is no romantic songs in hip hop. Poetic can't name one.
Well, I can't name any. I can't say that because I can tell you just like this. And I'm going to upload a song. And people write romantic songs. I can write one. Where, I'm going to upload one on what my daughter wrote. Don't tell me there's no songs. They may not be any that I can name right off the riff because you just threw me under the bus. But I'm going to find it, and then I'm going to prove you wrong. And I'm talking about hit songs. Okay?
Well, I'd ask because
I would do my research. I don't have the answer now, and I totally agree. Anybody do? Okay, we got 216-282 stepped up to the board, and we got 832-891. We're going to 216-282. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and give us your input on tonight's topic, writing a song from the consumer's perspective. You now have the floor.
My name is Christopher, and I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Christopher, what's your thoughts on tonight's topic? And do you have a love song that they wrote in hip hop?
Do I have a love song? I rarely hear any love songs today, so I can't answer that.
How about in the past? Do you remember one? Because if not, I will find it.
You can't find the love song.
Well, I remember writing my own love song a few years ago.
All right, we want to hear it. Before I start it, hold on. 832-891, state your name, where you're calling in from, and give us your input on tonight's topic. I want to hear it, 216. All right, 216-832 to shout out on us. 216, go for it. What's your name again?
Christopher. Don't you call me Chris?
Chris. All right, Chris.
Yeah. No, actually, I can't remember the word. I had it recorded. I just don't have it on me right now.
Chris, you know you can't go around.
That's okay, Chris. He's just trying to put you under the bus because I asked him for a love song, a hip hop love song, and he could not tell me one in the history of hip hop. I cannot think of one hip hop love song I would make love to my woman with the lights down low. I'm sorry.
I can relate to what you're saying there. That don't mean every song every song don't have to be a song that you can make love to run off. But you can be writing about other that you love. That's a love song.
Okay, but listen to me. Let's see. I'm going to take away your player's card now.
Chris,
I'm going to punch a hole in your player's card because you just don't know. See, you young whippers just don't know. Now, I'm going to tell you one guy that did a romantic song that you could make love to your woman. That was Tupac. After he passed away, they put out some music, and he was talking about how his life and his love. And, you know, so he's one of the very few artists that had a love song that was romantic enough to make love to your woman. But as far as hip-hop touching that, a lot of hip-hop artists don't think it's manly to smooth it down to that point. It's not it's not their fault. It's just peer pressure around them and the hip-hop circle. But see, Lil Wayne touched on it on one of his songs when he was talking about love, when he did the auto-tune to his voice. beautiful song. Talked about love. Talked about he didn't know how to love.
See, I want to hear from Chris.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts, Chris?
Yeah, I wanted to say that I think part of the reason why we don't hear too many feel-good songs or soul music today is because, number one, people are not sensitive to their feelings. Now, I know some people, they equate sensitivity to being a punk or something like that or being soft. But, like, somebody like Tupac, like, even though people may look at him like a thug or whatever, he was actually sensitive to his feelings. And, you know, the greatest people are actually, they are true to themselves. And I'm one of those people who like to write a journal or a diary of myself. Some people say that it's good to write every day about what went on in your life and about what went on in your day. And I think that would be a start for somebody who is not sensitive in their rhyme. I know let's say in real life when you're having a social interaction with people, you have to find somebody that you are willing to spill your heart out to. Like, you know, you can have a deep conversation with a female, for example. As a man, you must be willing to, say something that's deep. Like, talk about one of your darkest secrets. You know, somebody that you can trust, somebody who's not going to be judgmental. I think that would be a start for you to be sensitive. And once you become a sensitive person, you know, you become a sensitive writer. And once you become a sensitive writer, you then become a sensitive hip-hop artist.
Wow. You heard that right off.
I heard that.
Yeah. I want to state a few. How about I Need Love by LL Cool J?
Okay. It took you a while.
Hey, Lover by LL Cool J. What's on your mind by Eric B.
Rakim? You talk about Google. You just done Googled yourself.
You're dang right. That's what Google is for, brother. I ain't going to sit there and lie to you. Yeah.
But guess what? And I understand that. And I respect you for that. That's why I have much love for you, Poetic, because you will admit as a man, hey, there's things I don't know, but you will find out and come up with the answer. And see, there's in this music industry, to be real, and as Chris said, a lot of people don't want to show that side of it. But guess what? The truth will set you free. Don't worry about what the people say. If you tell yourself the truth and you can put it down, you're going to find out your truth is the same as somebody else's truth. And that's the strange thing about songs. People embrace hearing the truth that they may not be outspoken enough to say. But they'll say, yeah, right on, you hit that one. But then you as a male, you're trying to appeal to the female crowd. If you can get the females to come, you know the guys are going to be there. So don't be afraid to express yourself, because, you see, females love that. And the ones that don't love it, you probably wouldn't want to be around anyway, because that's part of understanding who you are and what circle you want to surround yourself with. So, you know, be true to yourself. And then you can be true to your music.
Right. So I guess the question is, how do we become true to ourselves in the first place? Because I believe it starts in your social life. Because, I know somewhere in the Bible it says, whatever is in your heart is going to come out of you, come out of your mouth. And so I guess it starts with, you know, how to open up in the first place. I think that's the start. I'm one of those people who have no problem expressing my feelings, especially to a female companion. I have no problem doing that. I don't know how that came about. I don't know I mean, I guess part of that is because of my personality, but I don't know what put me in a position to be okay with telling my dark secrets. And so I guess, you know, we have to, you know, find a solution to allow some of our modern day rappers to open themselves up, and once they do that, then that's when they come out with soulful lyrics that people will be able to relate to.
But see, you know what? See, that's what makes you a beautiful person, because you can do that, you know, and that's freedom within itself. You're not trying to be a phony. If you cannot be accepted for who you are and what you've done or where you've been, then okay. But at least the cards are on the table. And I can appreciate that from one man to another man. I can appreciate that. That's good quality. You know, and so don't ever stop that, because once you stop that, you're not being true to yourself, and then you have to be someone that they want you to be. And playing a character has never been a 24-hour situation that anybody feels comfortable in. So, you know, you go for it. Hey, you can ride my car anytime. Seriously. Now, Poetic?
Yeah, thanks for the ride.
We ain't met you at the bus stop as we go by. No, you can ride too, Poetic. Poetic is something else. You know, I'm going to tell you like this. You know, are we with you?
No, I was asking Dante, was he with us?
Dante, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I just was enjoying the
Dante, I wanted to include you on this next question. As a consumer of music, one who like music, actually follow it and feel that it's a part of your soul as what you like to listen to as you do different things, what would you as a consumer, from your perspective, what would you like to hear as far as a life story from an artist or something that they can give back to you that you can relate to and that you feel that
Okay, I would say like they could give me some good, you know, music, like, you know, if you go back to the Whispers, you know, my kind of music, or, you know, throwing the Commodore, or, you know, have the Spinners. That going time with me, I'm good. That's
how about
it
a
is.
Subject matter? Give me a subject matter that makes you feel like they hit home.
Yeah, you know, I got this up top. See that? Yeah, the real original. Yeah, I'm here.
Dante,
you can give me a subject matter
that make you feel like a songwriter really hit home for you.
Okay. I would have to. I'm gonna throw in my man, Ronald, next to Smokey Robertson. I would say somebody like Ronald Isley in the Isley Brothers. Yeah. Well, if I really wanted to go deep, I would say somebody
Don't get me wrong. You're giving me artist name. Give me a song that hit home to you.
Oh, a song. Okay. Okay. I would have to say, this is a good question. Okay, one of them is I'll say it's a classic song by Aretha Franklin. It's like a train that goes to Georgia. It goes something sort of like that, but that's one of the songs. But I would say next to Always and Forever.
Come on, the late train to Georgia?
Yeah.
Now, that's Gladys, ain't it?
Yeah, that's Gladys, right? Well, yeah, I might have had that mixed up a little bit. I know the song. Okay, you may know the name of it. It will not ring a bell right now. It's the song that Marvin Gaye sung with Diana Ross. What is that song called? It was like a joyful kind of a song. they sung it together. Maybe you gentlemen made it know the name of that song. It was a really touching kind of a song.
Well, the reason why I'm asking, I'm gonna cut you short there, Dante. Only reason why I'm asking this is usually a song that can hit, that a hit songwriter have actually touched notes on that people can relate to, is usually not only relate to you, it also touched the hearts of others and many others, because it was a subject that was a global matter.
Can I give one? I'll give you one. Aretha Franklin, Bridge Over Troubled Water. Now, that's the one I wanted to give because are you familiar with that song, Poetic?
I remember the song.
That song related to everyone. We all have troubled water.
Yep.
And if you can remember, that song had a message to let you know that we all have troubled water. And that she sang that it was almost spiritual, but it was considered a R&B song. But now they even in some churches sing that song. So it's gotten so many emotional highlights in the words that it was embraced by more than one genre of music. And when she brought that out, I think that was during the Vietnam era. There was war, there was poverty, you know, and it, just like now, you know, people, we all are a bridge over troubled water. You know, today is good, tomorrow's bad. Today is good, tomorrow's bad. You know, and we all go over troubled water. Some are deeper than others.
Don't get me wrong, Rodo, and I'm not narrowing it down to hip-hop because I know this is a hip-hop show, but I'm actually trying to expand the minds of how they think, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to name one here. Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. You understand?
Right.
When you can write songs that people can really, really relate to across the board, like you said, Bridge Over Troubled Water, you can relate to that. As a hip-hop artist, you need to go into that zone and really pull out the things that reaches the heart of people on a global concept. As you explore to write, also you got to make sure it's true to home to you too. Even if you made up the story,
right?
Even if you made the story up,
I tell you another song. Everybody plays the fool sometimes.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. I agree.
Oh,
see, you know those songs. Well, I won't tell you the last time I played the fool, but in my life, I have played the fool. And, you know, the funny part is that song lets you know you're not in the boat by yourself. Don't put the gun to your head. You know? That was a song that stopped people from jumping off the edge of a cliff. You know? It was a song to say, hey, look, you know, everybody plays the fool sometimes. You know, that doesn't mean that you're less than anybody else, but that means that you're just human. You know, and that song saved a lot of lives. Whether we realize it or not, it did. And that song has had a shelf life that you could pull it out right now, and if you were to play it, everybody would go, yeah. Everybody plays a fool sometimes. and Bridge Over Troubled Water, the shelf life. See, there's the catch to it. Creating something that is that has the point of everlasting point of shelf life, a longevity. That's what makes them stand out. Tupac, you could put him on now, and he would still stand out because he was that dynamic in what he was saying. People could relate to him. So, you know, it's like, okay, hip-hop artists, put this in your head. Start to understand longevity, depth, soul. Hip-hop can have soul in it. It needs
don't get
it.
Me wrong. That was Ice Cube. Ice Cube was it was a good day. I think that was the name of the tune. Y'all remember that, Chris?
Right.
You remember that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Today was a good day.
That was Ice Cube.
You know
and
what
that
I'm saying?
Was because no
I mean,
one
don't
got
get me
shot.
Wrong. That was a barbecue. That was a barbecue song that you could just sit around and just, you know, enjoy the family. All of it don't have to be a love song, but you have to expand yourself. To me, we have to start to expand our minds to give hip-hop a balance. Give it the
right
balance that it needs again. Start reaching into our souls and our hearts when we're writing a song. Start looking for creating the message and communicating the social issues, the love stories, the dance. If it's dance, bring the dance on, but let it not be a one-trick pony.
In other words,
because
you're saying bring hip-hop back to the logic that music was established about.
Yeah, we got to do it. What I'm saying is we have to broaden our horizon and start to think outside of the box and start looking at the things that really is around us that's impacting us all. That makes
right
it a global concept. That makes, and don't get me wrong, global concepts that people from around the world can relate to sells music, and at the same time, it makes you the hero.
True.
Because you came up with it. You were creative enough to step outside of the box, look inside the box, and step outside of the box and create a whole new life and a whole new relationship that everybody can relate to.
I think you set him out, sir. I
Dante,
really do.
All right, Dante, I see you raise your hand. I want to include you. What's your thoughts, sir? Getting ready to close out. I'm going to go around the board, and I want to get everybody.
Yeah, I
got to
give Raw Dog, you know, a lot of support on, you know, the songs he said, because he brought back the good, you know, music. Like there was one that spoke about, you know, lies. It speaks about like lies in the song, but it was a group that touched bases on that. I just can't think of the name of it, but they just popped in my head. And it was like a song that came out, I think it was in the 70s or 60s, where it talked about, like, if you trust people or it's something that dealt with lying, like if a person.
You mean lying faces sometimes.
That's it. That's the name of it, lying faces.
Yeah.
Thank you, Raw Dog.
Yeah. I love Dante.
It's the way it goes, too. It got a way of really letting you know, and it's like relating to what Raw Dog said earlier that I spoke upon about songs that can relate to you, like your lifestyle or someone that you may know of in the situation. It's like them kind of songs brought that.
Hey, I want to read something that one of the guys in the chat, when I proposed the question out there tonight. I'm going to actually go to two of them, and I'm going to read. A girl I grew up with, Fujiko, actually responded and said, because I put out there, what happened to writing songs about social issues, falling in love, and the love of life, and et cetera. And then her response was sampling and sex has consumed the airwaves. That's pretty much what she's saying in a nutshell. DJ Tafari, DG Tafari, he said, to me, writing sounds about social issues too much expression that may cause me to have to use explicit language, pretty much. So I try not to go deep into social issues when I write, but I have to write for someone else, then I'll do the extreme. So I'm just reading what other people are putting out there in the chat. So, and final thoughts, Chris, what's your final thoughts for tonight?
Final thought. I wanted to add that a lot of artists, they forget to write a marketing plan for themselves, because if they have a marketing plan for themselves, they have an idea of what to write for their audience. And I'm thinking, like, what lifestyle do your audience have? What do they like to listen to? What life experiences do they have? So I think it's important for artists to get into the business planning stage in their career in order for them to, you know, be successful. And that way, that would allow them to write something that their audience will like to listen to. Otherwise, if you don't have a marketing plan for yourself for your career, you may really end up, you know, all over the board. You may really end up rapping about yourself. As a lot of rappers do. So that's the last thing I wanted to say.
That's a nice thought, Chris. I've got to tell you, not only should you have a marketing plan, you should have a marketing team around you. If you don't have a team, you need to connect with one. We definitely do that here at Hip Hop National Radio, www.hiphopnational.com. You can upload your music here, and if you need connections to do it, the resources are here and available. We bring them to you all the time on various topics in the industry. All you have to do is reach out. We're here to help. We got Raw Dog. Raw Dog, what's your thoughts?
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this. This is a good topic, and it we gave a wealth of knowledge out there to the young artists. And what I suggest is this, hey, you know, we at Hip Hop National are here to try to help the artists. Don't consider us haters when it comes to a production that you've done, because we will try to suggest a different approach if we find out that it's not going to be embraced by the consumer, the public. And, you know, we're only here as ears and an outlet to help promote and hopefully, you know, get stardom for some of these young entertainers. So the conversations that we have are only to help, not to knock, to open your eyes, to light the light bulb in your head, and to get the creativity on a deeper level, because we get a lot of talented artists. And we appreciate all their submissions, you know, and we don't try to change you or dumb you down. We just try to make you marketable. And that's the whole point of what we're trying to do for the young artists, the marketing through Hip Hop National, you know, the mentorship through Hip Hop National, and the doorways that we might be able to lead you to so that you can fulfill your dreams. So, other than that, you know, hey, I think it was a good topic. I enjoyed myself. Chris, hey, you were a blessing. Dante, you were a blessing. And Poetic.
Oh, thank you.
I see we might have one more inquiry, Poetic. Did you notice that?
Yes, sir. Bring him in.
Do you want to get to him?
All right, we got Young Jay on deck with us. Young Jay.
Yeah, what's up? What's good?
Jump up, speak out, and tell us what your thoughts.
Before I get to that, what was mainly the topic, you know what I mean? What was mainly the topic?
What is the name of the topic, you say?
What is the topic, you know? Like, what are y'all talking about?
Young Jay, I thought you called in because you were ready to chime in. Young Jay, we talking about...
I need more understanding of the topic, you know what I mean? Right. I understand what y'all saying and everything, but I mean, like...
Yeah, we're talking about writing a song from the consumer's perspective. And as we were rounding up, we were talking about writing songs in a body of language that everybody could relate to on a global scale. No matter where you at, you could relate to playing with grandpa holding hands in a ballpark. Or no matter where you at, you could relate to, I fell in love with that girl, but she broke my heart.
Any song that you're listening to, I think that you could relate to it, and it's just a matter of.
I'm gonna tell you something. Not necessarily. I'll tell you why. A lot of our songs today, and this is in hip hop. We're talking about, and this is just the general story that's going on. And everybody, we can relate to it as black people. And I'm not trying to be funny that I came from the ghetto, I did this, I used to do this, and I do this, and I'm still doing this, and I'm still doing that. Right here in my ghetto.
Mm-hmm. But we ain't gonna buy it.
Upper class America can't really relate to it. But if you wrote a song.
Yeah, that's pretty much true, man. Okay. I want
Dante, I want Raw Dog to answer this question. Young Jay, do you go by music?
Do I go by what?
No.
Do you go by CDs? What did you just say?
I go by feelings. Yeah, I do go by feelings pretty much.
No. Do you buy music?
Do I buy music? Yeah, I buy music everywhere. I buy CDs, albums, iTunes,
you
know, everything.
Like, do you buy mixtapes or do you buy the original music from the artist?
Yeah, I did buy a bunch of CDs. 100%.
I'm making a point here now, guys. And the reason why I'm asking this, and this is the truth, the average black person is actually, we get the best of the best, so we're about mixtape in a minute. Where in all reality, we may not go to the store to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
agree.
Being
How
real.
About MP3s?
I'm being for real here. Say it again?
I agree with that.
I download MP3s.
But
okay.
Now, aren't mixtape samples of songs that some other people have done rather than the point of original?
Let's say a compilation CD. I'm talking about a compilation CD.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
We'll go get that in a minute. But all I'm trying to say is what's registering with SoundScan. The point is, you make global songs with global concepts that people can buy and get access across the world. You can get paid in this industry of music. That's what I'm saying. That's my thought, but that's a personal thought. You don't have to adopt it.
I'm glad I don't.
Why
have
you
to laugh?
Huh?
I'm glad I don't have to adopt it. I was worried about that.
Because
I'm going to say
I want Chris, I want Young Jay, I want all of those who are listening in, I want y'all to upload y'all music now so y'all can be in this part of the program. Dr. A.T., Raw Dog, let's get ready to take it away. this is where you guys want to have your music at. We're playing the most independent music from the independent community around the world. We're doing it like no other on the planet. And plus, we're giving you the best tips and advice in the music business. Keep it locked, keep it loaded right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Dr. AT, Raw Dog, let's get it on.
All right. Good night, everybody.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Rails in the Mix with Dr. AT. I'm your host, Dr. AT.
Quiet down, guys. I'm live on the air.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poetic, right here in the studio.
Hip Hop National.
Poetic, can you get off that pole? The show's about to start.
This is Dr. AT. To all you artists out there, if you guys want to get your song heard right here on Hip Hop National Radio, all you gotta do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995.
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history.
Kill it. Tell about it.
Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the west coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolled out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the jack. By Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? Slow motion round here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm falling in my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas, where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the AZ. With my big sister, and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm fine. First class to be exact, to the South Side shot. When I first arrived, they observed my whole style. Beat my morale, my southern hospital. With me, plus they can hear it in my speech. All the brothers feeling records, now the city claim me. That's West Coast, down south, Midwest, East. I'm the one, my number's boy, got connects in all three. People often ask with region I like best. Tell at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place, I salute the man that you see. Brother here on the track, low, so poetically. I could tell more, but I'll leave it as a D. When you give too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would share a little brief summary. Happy to get to know a little more about me. Happy to get to know a little more about me, yeah. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like. Your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like.
Dr. AT, ER Crew.
Ooh, la, la, la.
Let's go, go, go. Two steps for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. So let's go. We can take it slow, so incredible. Now they flow. You know I'm ready to go with two step double. But I'ma take it slow. Now they flow. We on cruise control. You know it's on my mind. Now they flow. Yeah, that's my date. She got a mean dribble game. She'll rock big shoes and procrastinate. I love when she wraps around and make a fatty shake. She love when I do step while I'm sipping with drink. You know I've gotta have a dark color cup of pink. Cuban link, she got a bad juice. Only got one shot, so I'm ready to sling. See on the dance floor and I'm doing my thing. just do what it do. So I'ma do what I does. About to take the party over another side of the club. This one from love, some say I'm a stud. I'm no amateur, I'm all extra. Come on, come on, sexy, you know I gotta get ya. The two-step double, now you. Two-step for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. So let's go. We can take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go with two-step double. When they play this in the club, you gotta go, go, go.
Next on deck, same OG, I Wanna Know.
Tell me what you dream of, girl. Yo, just tell me what it is that you dream, girl.
Tell me
what you dream of, girl. Rocco
Medici.
Same OG. Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you, Rocco.
Better gang official.
Better gang.
G-Music
Entertainment.
Yo,
let's go.
So tell me what it is that you dream of, girl, you'll see. Anything you need was always being right in front of you. So tell me what you dream of, girl. I wanna be the one to help you live your dreams, love. We can feel anything you can think of. House on the hill with the chandelier to me, rub. Something mean, sitting in the driveway. You whip clean when you hit the highway. Watch all extravagant. Every day is a Friday, making love on the show. Listening in the star day. I can provide you with everything you'll ever need. I'm talking both desires and the 17. Make your secrets, keep your recipe. When we in the sheets, straight ecstasy. You want me going deeper than I can knit. To the things you never seen yet. In the candlelit in a while we drink rich. You're having a lifetime. Could you have dreamed it?
Next on deck, G-Squad, marching.
Never be marching without sound. Song will be singing in the east. Song will be gathering way in the west. Song will be shouting
way in the north.
They will be marching, we're down south. They will be singing in the east. They will be gathering in the west. They will be shouting in the north. They will be marching, we're down south. They will be singing in the east. They will be gathering in the west. They will be shouting.
That this world change. Why can't we come together in the 229? It's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. Why can't we come together in the 229? It's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. See, this a cold world that we living in. And this a cold world that we trying to take. We gotta make it home. We gotta change our life. We gotta do it for the good and the bad, home. It's people out in prison, every day they fighting charges. It's soldiers in the army, every day they fighting war. My people's in the hospital, every day they fighting pain. My people's in the nursing home, don't even know their name. We raping, we robbing, we stealing and killing. Drugs on every corner, tell me who can I turn to? I'm speaking to the 229. Let's stop the violence. Them 45s, them AKs. Let's put them guns away.
They
put them up.
They will be marching. We're down south.
So they will be.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Productivity,
unlocked daily.
Yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah.
For eternity, say you, yeah. Say me,
yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip.
Yeah.
My Lord is a master.
Yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Witness to the blind, leading the blind.
Yeah.
Behind to bless through stress.
Yeah.
With this prophecy.
Yeah.
I prophesy.
Yeah.
Ignorance is kind.
Yeah.
Inviting us with a smile.
Yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward.
Yeah.
Turn, then unwind.
Yeah.
Two steps.
Yeah.
With each breath I breathe.
Yeah.
Together we will achieve.
Yeah.
Feel strong about this belief.
Yeah.
I believe in equality. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling.
Yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night. A beast.
Yeah.
Playing this out. Matching the pieces. Transforming my reality.
Yeah.
Enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2,
yeah.
10.
Yeah.
Make sure the thief of time.
Yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind. Spiraling out of control. Your soul.
Yeah.
Our Lord shall console.
Yeah.
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 Straight and narrow. Not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings I do travel.
Yeah.
Steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master's degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord. We all.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire. I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We all human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We all human beings.
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My mind often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and dim, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a never-beating heart.